Welcome to MASH Forever. My name is Carrie, and I'm hosting this podcast to pay tribute to my favorite TV show of all time, MASH. And today's episode is I would like to pay tribute to Loretta Swebb. And I have recorded this podcast and then recorded it again and then recorded it again. And I guess there's a part of me that wants it to be perfect because this is a serious podcast for me. And I think I'm going to let whatever happens during the podcast today be the final, because I really want to get it out and have my podcast contribute to the tributes for her and her life and her impact on me and countless others. And podcasts that I didn't want to have to do, but I just felt something deep within me that said I needed to do this. And it's a hard one. I've been a huge fan of Loretta Swit since I was about 9 or 10 years old. And I just turned 55 in May. So I've been a huge fan, and I've been watching her for years and idolizing her and just really loved her on MASH. And then I would watch her on subsequent things. And I went to her jewelry shows back in the late 90s in the San Francisco Bay Area when she was traveling around to sell jewelry. And that was really neat. This is the first time I met her. At the time, if you bought jewelry from her, she gave you an autographed picture, and she also gave you the item in a bag, and that also had her signature on it. So that was really neat to purchase from her. I purchased a ring, a bracelet, and I want to say another ring. Just I couldn't go and not buy anything. So that was really neat. And then my friend Becky and I got the chance to meet her 3 years ago now, when she and Jamie Farr and Jeff Maxwell appeared at the Hollywood Show in Burbank, California. And so got several autographs that day. We got our pictures taken, and then we had to pay her for the autograph. And then I went back and had her autograph 3 more things. So that was kind of a neat day. Plus Jamie Farr was there and Jeff Maxwell. So we got the chance to talk to the two of them as well, which was just really, really fun and really neat to be able to do. And again, I started watching MASH when I was about 9 or 10 years old, and the channels came in from, I was in upstate New York, and Monday through Friday, it was on 5 to 6, 7 to 8, on 2 different channels, and no cable TV back then, and no DVRs, and none of the stuff we have today where you can just download something on an app. That did not exist back then. And then we had a tape recorder, so I ended up starting to use my tape recorder to record the shows. And I wish I still had those today. I wish. But I don't. And then, of course, we moved into VHS tapes. And then I recorded everything on VHS tapes. And then I bought the Columbia House VHS tapes. And then I went over, I've got some of the DVDs, not all of them, but I have some of them at this point. And then I downloaded some of the episodes from Amazon, bought them from Amazon Prime. So I'm covered for all of them in some way, shape, or form. So going back to being a lifelong fan, it's just surreal at this point to think that she's not alive. And I keep scrolling through her social media. Maybe somebody on her team is going to write something, maybe a tribute, but nothing actually on Instagram since my birthday on May 26th. So I'm really glad she didn't die on May 26th. I didn't need that, someone's death on my birthday. But her last post, it looks like on Instagram, was on my birthday. So again, my love of the show went back a lot of years. What is that? 46 years now. And my first memorabilia item was the Margaret Houlihan doll, the one that was like about 8 or 10 inches tall. And there's a Hawkeye doll that matches, it doesn't look like it, but similar in the same maker. And I carried that everywhere when I was 9, 10, 11 years old. And then the trading cards came out, the MASH trading cards came out. So you got, for 25 cents, you got the trading cards plus a piece of bubble gum in there. So those were my equivalent of baseball cards. I guess I've never collected any of them. Never collected any of the baseball, basketball, none of that. So I do have MASH cards. And then my original set, I think I lost them in the flood that flooded my house a few years ago. So I ended up purchasing a ton more sets. So I've got them, and I've got a lot of them at this point. So those were the first two items in my MASH collection. And then I also had the board game, not the trivia version, but the actual board game. And it was a very simple game. And I remember, you know, there were four of them that appeared on the game. It was Alan Alda, Loretta Swit, Mike Farrell, and Jamie Farr. And I'll never understand why just the four of them were featured. I'm not exactly sure, but I did have it. I don't think I still have it today. Too many moves. I've lived in probably 30 or 35 or 40 different cities over the last 25 years and hope to settle down. I'm not completely settled, but I kind of wander around from East Coast to West Coast here in the United States. So I do a lot of travel and I do a lot of wandering around right now. And so then after she passed, I really hope we'd get updates, but I did find a legacy.com site that I'll put in the show notes to her. It's an obituary and you can leave a message for her. I don't know who put it up, but it's kind of a neat little spot. And then also I went back to findagrave.com today. I went shortly after she passed and there wasn't any information that Find a Grave could tell me. But today I went, and apparently if this is accurate, she is buried in the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. So if that is accurate, that's a big if, but that Find a Grave site is pretty accurate. My friend Becky and I were able to find Wayne Rogers, McLean Stevenson, Gene Reynolds, Robert Alda, Michael Jackson. We could see the building Michael Jackson was in, but you can't go anywhere near him. And we found a few other people, and it was pretty accurate. So I am hopeful that my next trip to Los Angeles, I will be able to go to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. And it is a beautiful cemetery, absolutely beautiful, if it's the one I'm thinking it is. And there's a little pond, just really, really sweet. So hopefully, that information is accurate and we will be able to find her in that cemetery. I also saw, and I don't know how accurate it is, there was another post that said she was buried at the Westwood Cemetery. And that is where, I don't know the official name of it, but it is where Wayne Rogers is buried. So he's got a little, I don't know what they're called. He's probably, I would think, cremated, and then his remains would probably be in the little box thing. I do not have a lot of funeral and cemetery vocabulary, so I apologize. I don't know what they're called. It's not an urn. I don't know what it's called. It's a little space on the wall, and you can open it and probably put mementos or his ashes in it. So on his, it says a life well lived. So I don't, you know, McLean Stevenson's was smaller than Wayne's was. So maybe Wayne is in there. I don't really know how that all works. Maybe he is. I don't know. If someone knows, feel free to contact me on Instagram at mash.forever. I'm really curious about these things. I don't have a lot of information about them, But I really liked the saying on Wayne's portion of the wall, where you know, his marker and a life well lived. And it was like, yeah. So definitely Loretta was into a lot of causes and ideas, and shared and pursued her dreams, her passions. And from the outside, it looked like nothing stopped her. And I really thought, I had heard her on a podcast a few years ago, and she had said her mother lived to 106, I believe it was. And I thought, ooh, so there's a chance she could make it to 100 something. So I was really, really hoping she would make it to at least 100. 'Cause then I would have been in my late 60s, which would have been crazy to think that if I started watching her at age 9. So just, yeah, so I had a hard time, last thought here. I had a really hard time going back and watching the show after she passed. And I still have trouble integrating it. It just doesn't feel real that she's gone. And I'll never forget where I was when I found out she had passed. I was sitting in my friend's driveway outside of Boston, Massachusetts, and I was just about to go into his house. And I was just glancing at my emails, and I'm following Mash Matters, and they wrote an email and said, Loretta, the subject line was Loretta. And I was like, oh my God, no. I knew it was either that, that she had passed, or that they were going to bring her back to be a guest on their podcast, which wasn't out of the realm of possibility. So I was really discouraged when I saw that. I was really, really discouraged, sad, shocked. I was talking to a friend of mine and I couldn't continue the conversation. It was just too much. So wherever you are, Loretta, you just know you're missed and loved by all of your fans. And you left us a lot of mash to watch over and over and over and over again. And you did well in the world. And I hope we all can have lives that are as meaningful as yours was. So until my next episode, where I hope to share my favorite Loretta Swett episodes on MASH and get my friend Becky involved, because I'll hopefully see her next month out in California, and we will bring you our favorite episodes with Margaret in them. And I'd be curious to hear what others had for favorite episodes. So stay tuned, and we'll see you again next month.